fala.
That's as low as I can get it. So.
Okay.
Okay. That okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'll try to wave at you. But I'm gonna
I just found out 3 minutes ago.
After I say.
Yeah. So.
We gotta work on that. You're not. That's all, guys.
Go to screen.
Okay. All right, thanks. Morning, afternoon. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Carla.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you enjoying the weather?
Yes, it was nice out there.
What's the best part about it?
It's not raining.
That's a good answer. Did you go to the farmer's market yesterday?
I did not get up there yesterday.
I hear it was very nice. How was it?
Very nice.
Very nice. Okay. Hope they're following all the rules and regulations.
They are. Yes,
yes Dan.
they are. That's good. Can you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Here. The quorum is present, so we shall proceed. Can you please read the title? For item number 837. We're doing 837.
Both read at the same time.
No, we're doing them separately. Right. The second one first, the first one second.
837.
Move chair.
Adopt initial equity.
Dante had to move a chair.
837. Adopt initial equity inventory report and recommendations on use of data and metrics to advance equity in city government policies, procedures, and practices.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. We are evidencing how flexible we are in implementing our equity agenda and reacting and proactively changing the way the city does business. When the community demanded that we establish the Office of Equity, starting with the Portland Plan work, throughout that we heard over and over again that equity is one of our biggest challenges and ones that we need to address systemically and systematically. In February of 2011, the mayor announced in his State of the City address that we would be creating an Office of Equity. We worked with the community, and the community demanded that we establish this office and that we start by looking internally, that we put the city's house in order. So that is what we have been working to do since September of 2011, when the office was officially created by the City Council. This afternoon, we have a series of reports on the work that has been done since then and how we intend to move forward. So we're moving 837 to the top of the agenda because that's the logical order in talking about what we have done, with an inventory of all of the city bureaus to find out what work has been done already that can then provide the baseline for and the information for knowing how what we need to do so that contracts and jobs and services for the city are provided in a way that allows everybody to have access and opportunity. So that's the general framework for this afternoon, and then Mayor Adams is going to introduce his work with the Office of Management and Finance on the initial inventory. And then Dante James is also here to talk about the metrics and the way that we'll work on moving forward after this.
Thank you. About the paralleling in terms of time frame, it paralleled the recruitment for the eventual selection of Director James to direct the Office of Equity and Human Rights. About along that same timeline, we did an inventory of current practices in the city among the bureaus and in the departments and operations for what was out there that city staff thought related to the emerging mission of the Office of Equity and the equity goals and strategies of the Portland Plan. And so with your initial introduction, I'll turn it over to Celia Heron from the Office of Management and Finance.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner and Council, for the flexibility to rearrange the order of events.
And I think you've covered all of my talking points, but I'll cover them quickly. My name is Celia Heron. I'm in with the Chief Administrative Officer's Office in the Office of Management and Finance. And as Sam said, back when we were preceding the creation, establishment, and staffing of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, Commissioner Fritz and the mayor asked OMF to lead the effort to develop an inventory, as they called it, an equity inventory of the city bureaus. The goal was to develop a baseline set of data about city bureaus' policies, practices, and programs as it relates to equity. The survey looked both externally at our customers and our citizens, as well as internally at our workforce. The inventory was designed as just that, an inventory rather than an assessment of the effectiveness of these programs. The goal was really a preliminary gathering of data that would give council and city bureaus a sort of a look at the landscape and a basis upon which to build a strong foundation for city efforts going forward. So in the summer to leading to the fall of last year, we did the inventory. All city bureaus participated, and in February 2012, OMF sent out the summary report, which is before you for acceptance. Also the data tables behind that is the bureau's actual responses, and then the summary, the survey document itself. In the summary report, which you have in front of you, I believe it's Exhibit A or B, there are a few recommendations which really point to the fact that this is the starting of a conversation and urges council and the city to commit the resources for training and support for ongoing dialogue, technical assistance, et cetera. And obviously, that's what you've done with the establishment of the Office of Equity and Human Rights. So in closing, I encourage the council to accept this report and open it to any questions that you have.
Any questions for Celia? All right. Would anyone like to testify on this matter? Okay. So we're memorializing for the overall record of city government what the initial inventory is. Not necessarily a performance, but as you mentioned, I want to underscore of what bureaus thought represented related practices, policies, procedures. Okay. Great. Carla, can you, it's a resolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please call the vote on the resolution?
Saltzman?
Good work.
Aye.
Leonard?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
We're going to talk much more about this, but I'm going to make particular comments on this work because I appreciate the amount of effort that went into it. And indeed, quantifying what we do is one of the ways that we are accountable to ourselves and to the community. And when we have equity in government, it will be the most cost-effective, stabilizing, and collaborative means of supporting our community, providing those good services and creating jobs. And so this inventory is a start and helps us as we move forward. The numbers are important, but what's also important is changing hearts and minds, and that's what we will be discussing for much of the rest of the afternoon in terms of the equity embedded into the natural way of how we do things in the city. So it's not either or, it's both, and I'm very much appreciative of your work and the collaboration of the mayor and OMF on this one. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Thank you, Celia, for your good work on this, to Jack Graham as well, your boss, who's been incredibly supportive of the overall effort, but specifically taking the opportunity as things started up to just get the basics of the basics in terms of an inventory. I want to thank my team, Cully Ladd, Lisa Libby, and others for their work on this as well. Aye. So accepted. Can you please read the title for item number 836?
Adopt the work plan for the Office of Equity and Human Rights and the Human Rights Commission's annual report.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
That was a remarkably short hearing for a remarkably large body of work, and I want to just recognize that fact and also that we're going to be continuing to work on what are more metrics that we will be using moving forward, which that resolution does. This next item also represents a huge body of work by the community as well as by the staff of the Office of Equity and Human Rights and our advisory committees, so I thank you very much for that. It was lots of questions back in September. What exactly would the office be doing, and how would it be doing it? And I resisted most urging to provide that detailed work plan because I'm not the expert at that. We have now experts in the Office of Equity and Human Rights and in the community who've participated in formulating this work plan. And it's we'll continue to do it that way also. So now we have a 25-page detailed work plan, which is still just an outline of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. It's a one-year work plan. It may well change in the course of the year as we pilot different projects and see how they work, and then take feedback from our Bureau Advisory Committee, which we're in the process of forming, that we expect that things will continue to grow and change, and we are going to be moving full speed ahead with that. And so I hope that the community continues to stay engaged, and it's really, I appreciate everybody being here today to discuss this work plan and to figure out how we move forward on this hugely important work. With that, pass it to Director Dante James.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, City Council. I feel like I've been here a lot lately. I truly appreciate the opportunity to come and present this work plan to you. I'm truly here on behalf of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and also on behalf of the communities that have worked so hard to bring this office to fruition, to share our one-year work plan and our vision for equity within the City of Portland. I began this job March 15th. For me, it's just been 120 days. But it's been even longer since Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz embarked on this road toward equity. But it's been much, much longer since the communities most affected by the lack of access and equity, most affected by lingering institutional racism and institutional barriers to disability, began asking for change, asking for the work of this office. Many members of these communities are here today to show their continued support and continued belief in the importance of this work. There are also many city employees who are here today in support of this work, and they recognize their need for assistance to do this work well. The charge of this office was clear from the beginning: to change the culture of the city and to remove institutional and structural barriers that exist internally in the City of Portland. Barriers based on one's race or ethnicity, barriers based on one's disability, barriers to equal access, equal opportunity, equitable distribution of resources and city services. The work of this office is uncomfortable for many. It requires having hard conversations about race, about those who appear different. Unless and until we can have those difficult conversations, unless and until we can accept that institutionalized racism can exist and does exist in an environment consisting of employees who are not racist, unless and until we can accept that the hard part comes after we acknowledge that we want to do better, we will, as a city, fail ourselves and those whom we serve. Just a few weeks ago, Carla, please, I came before you to present a list of 90-day accomplishments of the office. A reminder of a few of those: the office provided assistance to the Portland Commission on Disability for the passing of a model employer of people with disability resolution. The office worked with the Human Rights Commission to ensure completion of its strategic plan for the fiscal year. And the office is working in partnership with members of the Police Bureau to implement a training program for its officers. And just 2 weeks ago, I was here again assisting with the Portland Commission on Disability with the passing of the open captioning for media resolution. The work plan can
do the PowerPoint.
Yes, I'm on the way to that right this second. Thank you. The work plan continues to
provide. She does that to me, appeared to. She's a helper.
Thank you. The work plan continues to provide for short-term and long-term goals in many areas. And it was completed with the input of the staff of the Office of Equity, the staff of Commissioner Fritz's office, and in partnership with the steering committee that is the interim community advisory group, as we complete the process of formulating the Bureau Advisory Committee. I'm not here this afternoon to present the entire 27 pages to you. You do have a copy of that. It's my intention to present a snapshot of the goals and outcomes, as well as the methodology for achieving success. So the slide before you is the vision and the mission. Adopting much of the language of the Portland plan, the vision and mission articulate the picture of an equitable Portland in our office's approach to achieving that picture. What is equity? This definition comes from the Portland plan. Equity is when everyone has access to the opportunities necessary to satisfy their essential needs, advance their well-being, and achieve their full potential. Skipping down, equity is both the means to healthy communities and an end that benefits us all. The 3-year goals for the office Our goals for the implementation of the Citywide Equity Initiative lay out in more detail the components of our work. As you see here, four major components of what will be the Citywide Equity Initiative. We've already begun this work. The office has already partnered with city bureaus and offered technical assistance and equity strategies. We have partnered with procurement in the area of contracting. We have designed equity-specific training and are in the process of partnering with the Human Resources Training Department. We have partnered with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to offer technical equity expertise and assistance to the policy expert groups. And we have partnered with the Bureau of Parks and Recreation to assist with summer youth employment. And we have recently hired Joe Wall as our assistant director. He will be our lead staff responsible for data collection and assessment. Continuing to look at the three-year goals, community engagement is ongoing. As we formalize our Bureau Advisory Committee, engaging the newly formed New Portlander Advisory Committee and the Human Rights Commission and Commission on Disabilities, who continue their good work. Whoops. Am I missing? Okay. Sorry. To best implement the overall citywide equity initiative, the office will incorporate what is before you now, what will be the reconfigured citywide diversity committee. Lots of boxes, lots of lines. Let me help explain this. Currently, what exists on the bottom right of the screen is what's called the Citywide Diversity Committee. In conjunction with, in partnership with the Human Rights or Human Resources Department, where that committee currently resides, this committee will come under the auspices of my office and be renamed and remorphed into the Citywide Equity Committee. It is currently the only internal process that really has an ability to touch every bureau. Every bureau has to have a representative on this Citywide Diversity Committee currently by city resolution that was passed 2005, I believe. And so it has the ability to touch and be responsive and responsible to every bureau. It will become the Citywide Equity Committee. We will be inviting nominations within bureaus for those who wish to participate on the Citywide Equity Committee. Some of the action plans for this committee are to monitor and report on the citywide equity, affirmative action, and diversity development achievements and goals. Each bureau is required to submit, currently, a citywide diversity plan for its bureau, a strategic diversity plan. It will be asked to submit a strategic equity plan by each bureau. This committee will provide technical assistance and expertise and a liaison capacity to assist the bureaus in writing that plan. We can't ask you to write what you're not aware of how to do. And so this committee will be responsible for assisting in those plans and in reviewing those plans with an equity lens to determine if these goals are achievable, if they make sense, and how we can move forward in the best interests of the city and the equity process. This body will make recommendations of policy and program to bureau directors, to city council. And so if you move up at 11 o'clock from the Citywide Equity Committee, what's listed here is the executive equity team, for lack of a better term at this point. My request of you, I have two requests. I think last time you saw me, I said I was going to make some requests. Here's number one. The executive equity team. If we are really going to do this, we need to be able to do this with senior level support in making this happen. And so my first ask is that there will be an executive equity team which represents either the bureau directors or their proxy, senior members from the bureau and senior members from your staff, who on a quarterly basis will meet and receive and review recommendations of policy programs from the Citywide Equity Committee and discuss best practices across bureaus, and how things are working. New concept, I know. But I truly believe that the best way to move this is bottom down in some sense, and bottom up and top down. And so the Citywide Equity Committee would be many people of the line staff, maybe some managers working up, and the executive equity team would be those who can absolutely implement policy and make change in the bureaus or from your staff, working down and infusing equity through all the bureaus. So that's my first ask, is that you would be allowing your staff and expecting the bureau directors to participate in this executive equity team. Each bureau currently has a bureau diversity committee, all the way bottom left, that would be morphed into the bureau, the equity committee. And those are made up of members of the bureaus who are working on diversity/equity currently. That would stay the same. That exists now, it would stay the same. They would just have a greater connection with the equity committee in order to do what they do and have support in doing what they do. In order to do this, and for the members of the Citywide Equity Committee, they currently are allowed 4 hours per month to work on equity. Two of those hours are made up or taken up by a meeting once a month. And so if we truly expect that they will be reviewing, assisting, liaising with bureaus on their strategic equity plans, on technically advising how to do, how to review, how to look at with an equity lens what the bureaus are doing, 4 hours is not enough. It's just not. My request, number two, and final one, is these employees be allowed 10 hours per month to actively engage in doing equity work. If we are going to make this happen and are serious about making this happen, that's not a lot of time in my not so humble opinion, and I would truly ask that they be allowed this time. Next slide. These are the essential outcomes of how we're going to know how we judge ourselves and our work. And I'm not going to go through each of these. There's a couple of slides. I want to give some examples of what I think are specific outcomes that we can measure. Number one, increased understanding of barriers based on race and disability, resulting in a change in the culture of the city. Wow, how do you measure that? Okay, this will be accomplished by education and training to increase understanding of the barriers based on race and disability that exist within city policies and procedures. Still, how do you measure that? Our goal is the training of at least 300 employees or more in the first year in partnership with human resources or directly to partner bureaus who have already specifically asked us and invited us to come and do training for their bureaus. So I truly believe 300 people, 300 city employees is a very small number, and we will exceed that number. In the whole of 5,000 some employees, it doesn't seem like a lot, and I truly believe we will exceed that number just based on the responses that my office has received in requesting our assistance in doing training for the bureaus. And this training will include skill building sessions to understand how to view city's delivery of services through an equity lens. These are not just conversations about race or disability. The expectation is you will walk away, the staff will walk away with a skill, an ability to look at a policy, a program, a practice, a procedure with an equity lens and determine whether there is an adverse impact to the communities that we here represent. Number three, establishing baseline metrics for bureaus. All the bureaus will know what metrics they are going to be measured against and articulate achievable goals for their work and for their services. So we will be providing
that expertise. Just as there are tools to assess how public involvement is considered, just as there are tools to assess how budget is impacted, there will be tools to assess how equity is considered. How is equity being considered in the decision-making of service delivery, in dollars spent, and in who is hired? Number six, an increase in the number of persons with disabilities as employees in the city of Portland. Portland is now a model employer of persons with disability, and we will partner with human resources to ensure that the resolution turns into action. This work requires support and guidance from the senior staff of this city, as I've said. We cannot ask our juniors to do what we will not do ourselves. I want to clearly and specifically say thank you to the mayor and each member of council, to each of you, for recognizing a need and supporting this office and this work. The need for the office and its work did not happen overnight, and the efforts at dismantling the barriers to access for all will not happen overnight. I realize I have condensed significantly 27 pages. I was not intending to make everyone read, nor make you read 27 pages. Hopefully, I've been able to outline, in summary, some of the work that we're going to do to achieve these goals. I believe they are specific. I believe they are measurable, and some are not. Some are not measurable the way we're used to measuring. But they will make a difference. And so, as I close, I love quotes, so I'm going to end with this quote by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. And I'm going to read a paraphrased version in honor of Commissioner Fritz, who has worked so tirelessly for this office and the issue, because I'm going to read a slightly paraphrased, gender-neutral version. There comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but it must be taken because conscience says it is right. I thank you for all following your conscience. Thank you very much.
Questions for Duncan?
Questions?
Initial questions? All right.
Well, I guess. So your second request, I have no problem with the first request.
Okay. That's good.
Make a commitment of my bureaus to be part of the equity team in my office, but the 4 hours to 10 hours a month?
For one employee in the bureau.
To be on the citywide
equity committee. Yes, sir. Okay.
And that meets every month?
Correct. And so that would be the opportunity for having subcommittees that will be reviewing the strategic equity plans that the bureaus provide. Initially, there will be a need for training of the members of this committee so that they know what they are evaluating, what they're looking at, how they can give the best level of technical expertise to the bureau, and being able to liaise with their bureaus on policies, programs, and procedures of the bureaus.
And so the 10 hours a month is an ongoing request, not like for the first year or something like that?
Correct.
Okay. I guess... Like I said, it's a lot of hours, and I guess my first instinct would say, how about the committee meeting every other month is sort of one way of maybe coming to more of a smaller number of hours. But anyway, so I'd ask you to think about that maybe.
Okay. Thank you.
Other initial discussion? All right. How many people have signed up?
We have one person signed up.
Great.
Katie Sowicki.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Katie Sowicki. I am the Policy Associate at the Urban League of Portland. The Urban League of Portland is here today to commend the Office of Equity and Human Rights in its release of a one-year work plan. So much has happened over the past year to advance equity and racial equity in Portland. The Portland Plan was finalized and released, outlining the first steps of an equity agenda. The Office of Equity and Human Rights was advocated for and established. And the Partnership for Racial Equity, a group of community and city government equity advocates, is in its final stages of releasing a racial equity strategy guide. We have all started the work, and we appreciate that Dante James and the office are taking the same first steps with energy and a collaborative spirit. On both a large and small scale, the City of Portland is beginning to ask the question, how do we improve employment, education, housing, and health outcomes for the entire community? This has led to more questions about how we develop strategies to change daily practice in city operations to achieve those outcomes. The Urban League believes that the mammoth task of organizing, refining, and replicating existing equity work in the city and building new and effective models is the central challenge ahead. It's an exciting challenge worthy of Portland's innovative spirit and necessary to reach the Portland Plan's equity and racial equity goals. We need a way to ensure progress on all fronts and begin developing a culture of equitable practice and outcomes, including training and technical assistance, as well as equity in hiring, contracting, and budget expenditures. When the community came together to advocate for the creation of the office, we did so with the desire to see an equity framework formed that would help lead the city's work and ultimately unite all of us around a common vision of how we remove systemic barriers that lead to inequitable services and operations. While everyone from the Bureau and City Council leadership to individual city staff has a role in putting equity into practice, the office is ultimately shepherding this process. The work plan outlines many important first steps of an equity initiative. Specifically, we are pleased with a focus on building staff capacity and the engagement of both Bureau leadership as well as community partners in the early stages of the office's work. We encourage the office to use its resources in the community as it moves forward with the plan. We also hope to see some additional definition and communication for all city staff as to what our city's equity strategy entails. In this first year, the Urban League hopes to see the office define the many areas of work, both internal and external, in which equity belongs and use this plan as a roadmap to get there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you very much for the Urban League's leadership in this work and for your partnership with us. I need to mention that there were community leaders from the Urban League and others who helped with the definition of the work plan and with many of the action items in it, and I greatly appreciate your participation.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to testify on this matter?
Mayor, the other half of this report is the Human Rights Commission's annual report. And
Alan Lazo will be presenting on behalf of the Human Rights Commission.
Welcome back.
Good afternoon. I got to see if I need my glasses first. I think I'm all right. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Alan Lazo. I am the current chair of the Portland Human Rights Commission. The Portland Human Rights Commission, and I'll stop here to say that there are several of our members here, and I'd want to recognize them by having them stand in the audience.
Thank you.
We're pleased to be here with the Office of Equity and Human Rights this afternoon to provide the community and the City Council with our annual report. As members of the Human Rights Commission worked this past fall with the Creation Committee to bring forward this new office, we often endeavored to define the relationship between equity and human rights. For me, one of my colleagues helped best convey that relationship by noting that equity often is about those who have been excluded or denied opportunity, or have not, and are working to attain equity. From a human rights perspective, we view each person, whether have or have not, as being endowed with certain rights as a human being, rights that we believe the members of this community feel are important to protect. In other terms, equity often has an economic imperative related to allocating resources and creating opportunity. Civil rights often have a legal imperative related to protections under the law. But human rights are grounded in a moral imperative, often rooted in a desire to do what is right and just for all human beings. And so the work of the Portland Human Rights Commission, with its mission to eliminate discrimination and bigotry, to strengthen intergroup relationships, and to foster greater understanding, inclusion, and justice for those who live, work, study, worship, travel, and play in the City of Portland, is grounded most firmly in these rights endowed upon all human beings. But our work also is very much in concert with the internally focused work of creating greater equity in the way the city does business, as well as watching over the civil rights protections afforded the citizens of our community. Anytime you're asked to provide something like an annual report, you're afforded the opportunity to both look back at where you've been as well as look forward to where you're going. As we provided in the summary of our annual report before you, the Portland Human Rights Commission has embraced its role to watch over human rights and civil rights in the city and to work toward achieving greater equity and inclusion. You'll hear shortly from a few of our other members about the work our commission is doing with the Portland Police Bureau to address impacts of institutional racism in the Bureau, and about community partnerships we've formed to create space for dialogues on race and racism and provide education about discrimination. Our work over the past year also has reached out to lift up the needs of some of our community's most vulnerable members, including foreign-born victims of human trafficking, and we'll also leave you copies of our latest work in that area. But as you know, after this past year of negotiating this transition in offices and really understanding the need for all of us on this side and on that side of the dais to acknowledge that a different space is being created for the current incarnation of the Portland Human Rights Commission, one of the highlights for me is the Commission's recently completed strategic plan, which we've provided for you in a summary in the Council documents. The encouraging aspect of this plan for me is how the aspirations of our current human rights commissioners match with the hopes and desires that were expressed in the 2008 Framework for Action report that helped reform this commission. We continue to use words like independence and autonomy, as well as outlining four main strategies: discovery, visibility, education, and advocacy for our work to come. We'll apply these core strategies to continuing work in areas such as human trafficking and housing discrimination, as well as reaching out to a broader community to strive to understand how we can best create a city that is equitable, inclusive, just, and free of discrimination. So to provide you with some additional information on work of two of our subcommittees, I'd like to first introduce Commissioner Emily Gottfried, who is the chair of our Community for Intergroup Understanding.
Thank you, Alan. Good afternoon, everybody. I am Emily Gottfried, chair of the Human Rights Commission's Committee for Intergroup Understanding, CIGU for short. Since we last made a formal presentation to all of you, our committee has held several exciting programs, and we have a few more great programs in the works. Last summer, CIGU presented a special program entitled Touchstones of Hope: Truth, Healing, and Reconciliation as a Way to Address Historical Trauma, with keynote speaker Terry Cross, who many of you may know, founder and executive director of the National Indian Child Welfare Association. About 100 people attended the program, which also included roundtable discussions after the talk. This year, the Human Rights Commission, through CIGU, began a partnership with the Race Talks programs, which were started, the Race Talks, all of the programs were started by CIGU member and Human Rights Commissioner Donna Maxey. The Race Talks events are held monthly at McMenamin's Kennedy School. If you haven't attended, you should. They're incredible, and hundreds of people come. CIGU and the HRC co-sponsored the April Race Talks program entitled Occupy Oregon, a Coalition of Color. And just a few days ago, also in conjunction with Race Talks, we organized and hosted two Fasten Your Seatbelts, It's Been a Bumpy Ride bus tours led by staff from the Fair Housing Council of Oregon. And I know that a couple of you have already been on those tours, and some of your staff members probably as well. Those tours were led by staff from the Fair Housing Council of Oregon. The tours took participants through the city, highlighting locations which were historically connected to discrimination. Race Talks followed up just last Tuesday with a regular program on housing discrimination, featuring a talk by Human Rights Commissioner Malloy Good. The HRC, as Alan mentioned a minute ago, has now also formed a task force to work on housing discrimination issues. For the future, CIGU has scheduled a mayoral and city council candidate forum for the evening of September 24th. And this event will be a conversation with the candidates focused on human rights issues. And I want you to all mark your calendars for Monday, December 10th at noon, which is International Human Rights Day. CIGU and the HRC will hold our first annual Human Rights Day recognition event. This program will be at a lunchtime event where we will recognize selected individuals and groups within our city who should be honored for their work on human rights issues. We're very excited about that program on December 10th. Through the Committee for Intergroup Understanding, the HRC has supported and been a presence at events sponsored by the Oregon League of Minority Voters, the Center for Intercultural Organizing, the Portland Pride Parade, and much more. And finally, I want to, in case you really want to be part of everybody else wearing a yellow button in the audience today, we created these buttons that say every human has rights. They are, we hope that they will be a symbol throughout our city to spread the word that Portland really cares about human rights. So is it okay for me to come up and hand those buttons to you guys?
You can just give them to Carla.
Will you wear them, I hope?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. I'd also like now to introduce Commissioner Hector Lopez. He is the chair of our Community and Police Relations Committee, and he'll introduce Assistant Chief Larry O'Day.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. It is good to be here. The Community and Police Relations Committee of the Human Rights Commission of the City of Portland was formed in the year 2009 to assist the Portland Police Bureau in implementing the Bureau's plan to address racial profiling. At that time, we were mandated by the Mayor and City Council to form a partnership and commit ourselves to work together to address the critical issues of racial profiling. In case you wondered why we were mandated to do so, other attempts at bringing together the Bureau and community resulted in dysfunctional gatherings, which did not lead to growth and development, even though a lot of incredibly good issues were surfaced by that attempt. So, as we were mandated to a partnership and a commitment to work together to address the critical issues of racial profiling, and so we have and continue to do so, assuring that all the product that we produce is a creative amalgam of community and police bureau best work. The lessons learned from past efforts helped us design the new committee by recruiting and selecting a balanced mix of members from the community, the Police Bureau, and the Human Rights Commission, 5 members from each of those groups. The members are appointed by the Human Rights Commission, and the committee works on behalf of Portland with the guidance of the Human Rights Commission. All of our meetings of the Community and Police Relations Committee take place in various sites throughout the city of Portland. The leadership of the committee has been very intentional in modeling respect, learning, understanding, and dignity for one another. Although our first meetings, probably our first 6 meetings, 7 meetings, were fraught with tension, suspicion, and a lot of angst as people sat across from one another wondering, what in the world are we doing here with those folks? And we have come to build a unique committee where officers and community have come together to be informed, research issues, engage in deep discussion where differences are honored, and have developed in the process policy recommendations for improved services to the people of Portland. In fact, paraphrasing Patricia Ford, member of the board of the Miracles Club, last night she said, by taking a risk of being open to new relationships, and she was addressing the people around the table of the committee, I now have a table of friends called the CPRC. The committee's mission is to bring together members of Portland's diverse communities and its police officers to improve community and police relations, further an authentic community policing culture, and to promote dignity, understanding, and respect in police and community interactions. With that, I now invite the chief to share with you the fruit of our labor to date.
Thank you, Hector. Mayor, President, members of council, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm Larry O'Day, and I'm one of your assistant chiefs and also a member of the Community Police Relations Committee, also known as CPRC. I'm here today to express my thanks for your support of the Human Rights Commissioners and specifically the CPRC. CPRC is made up of Human Rights Commissioners, community members, and officers, supervisors, and command staff of the Portland Police Bureau. I've been a Portland police officer for 26 years and a member of many different groups and committees over that time. One of our difficulties is finding partners who are willing to engage in difficult yet respectful dialogue and to do so from an informed perspective. It's very important to the police bureau to have policies, practices, and training in line with what's important to our community. This can be difficult to determine at times when discussing emotionally charged topics such as use of force and racial profiling. The CPRC has created an environment based on trust, understanding, and respect. This effective relationship allows a group to have genuine discussion around those emotionally charged topics and to do so from an informed perspective. Members in this group take the time to learn why each of us do what we do or think the way that we think, be it from our history, from our training, or from our personal experiences. The group is then able to build understanding, change mindsets, and make informed recommendations and changes. In many ways, I feel like the work of the CPRC has just begun. We've worked on racial profiling issues. We've worked on issues created between community, local law enforcement, and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We did an in-depth review of the Portland Police Bureau's use of force policy. Members took the time to learn applicable laws, relevant training tactics, learn the capabilities and limitations of the tools that were available to us. They went through scenario-based training in addition to tabletop scenario discussions. The result of this process was thoughtful and informed recommendations that will help the Police Bureau's policies, practice, and training to be better in line with community expectations. The CPRC is currently working on our biggest project yet, a 5-year equity plan. The work that's titled Building Community by Understanding the Diversity of Our Cultural Experiences is designed to educate, inform, and change culture around issues of equity in all of our internal and external processes. This commitment goes beyond the plan to address racial profiling. I am pleased to have the Office of Equity and Human Rights and Director Dante James as a partner in this endeavor, and Director James has already committed significant personal time in this project with us. I look forward to the continued work of the CPRC and believe it can be effective in many more areas for us. I see this committee as one of the most effective venues for creating healing, understanding, and promoting genuine respect and understanding in police and community relations. Thank you all.
Thank you, Hector and Assistant Chief O'Day. In closing, I just wanted to note that the information regarding the work of the Human Rights Commission in the Office of Equity and Human Rights work plan that Dante had provided to you earlier is really just a placeholder. There are more things that we're going to do than have meetings and other things that you see on that sheet. And we really appreciate that Dante has left space for us to complete our strategic plan recently, which we just gave copies to you of. And we're working on completing the subsequent work plans in each of our areas of focus. So again, we greatly appreciate your continued support of this important work, and I'm always happy to answer questions or receive your feedback. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congratulations. Good work. Keep it up.
Who's next?
Do you have other folks to testify on this issue?
Anyone else wish to testify?
Yes, we had one more person who asked to testify. I'm going to come on up.
Anyone else? All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Fern Wilgus, and I'm here as a community representative. I came before you all when this office was first being initiated. And I spoke of my support of it. I'm here to also say I continue to support, and I hope that the recommendations that Dante has made with the commitment of the time commitment that you all and your offices totally support it. I have a human resources background, and I know how much work and effort and hard work it takes to change not just actions, but culture. And it sounds like a lot of time out of your employees' day or month, but nonetheless, I'm thoroughly convinced that what he's asked to carve out is just a minimum to make a cultural change, not just a practice change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Carla, would you please call the vote?
Mayor, I have to substitute. Thank you. Just to let folks know and just to demonstrate how this is going to be a fluid and ever-changing document, I had a good conversation with Joe Zender in the Office of, in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and work was already underway in the Office of Equity and Human Rights to assist the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to infuse equity principles throughout the comprehensive plan policy expert groups. So we added another objective on page 21, and that's what this substitute does. So we'll have that up on our website later on today for those who would like to see the details of that. But it's exciting work. So I move that amendment.
Unless there's further discussion, Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to substitute?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Substitute is approved. Can you please call the vote on the substituted resolution?
Saltzman?
This is 836 that we're voting on?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Director James, and everybody else who's spoke to us today and helped. Appreciate the work on the plan. The plan is a very important thing for a lot of people, including myself. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Adams for their leadership. Please vote aye.
Leonard?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
This is another beginning, another end, and continuing work. And I commit to continuing to work hard in partnership with the community. I really appreciate how this room is filled with community members, with staff members, with a lot of folks who have put a lot of time and effort into helping the Office of Equity and Human Rights develop this work plan. And it's good to know that we're going to be continuing to move forward together, and good to know that we're going to make mistakes and that we're going to say things and do things that we question each other about, and that we have worked through this far in the last 2 years and 3 years together, forgiving each other our mistakes and knowing that we are working towards a goal that we all share, and that is a more equitable Portland, a place where more people have opportunity to jobs and contracts and services in the city, more people feel welcome within our city. I greatly appreciate the work that's been done thus far, and I'm honored to continue to lead it. Thanks to Dante James and the staff of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, who have done a lot of that puzzling through of all of the issues. The Portland Commission on Disability and the Human Rights Commission have been our partners for 3 years now. The New Portlander Advisory Council is newly formed and up and running, and our steering committee, which came from the Creation Committee and is going to be meeting tomorrow to be finalizing a proposal for a Bureau Advisory Committee. So I'm Amanda Fritz. We do community participation, and we will continue to work together on these efforts, on this good work, and the actions that will implement those goals that we all share. Thanks to Dora Perry and Sarah Hussein and Tom Bazot in my office, who share my passion for this issue, and my partner, Mayor Adams, who has supported this work and who is establishing it so that it continues to move forward next year. Aye.
Fish?
Director James, I just want to thank you for your report and tell you how impressed I am with your early efforts.
Thank you.
I've seen you speak at community events, and I think you represent the city and the Office of Equity very well. You have met with me and my colleagues on a regular basis to get our input on your work plan, and we appreciate that. The Portland Housing Bureau is delighted to have you as a tenant. And if there was any doubt in your leadership skills, I would say that your decision to hire Joe Wall as your deputy director seals it for me.
Okay.
And for those who don't know Joe or haven't worked with him, in his prior life, he assisted us in doing outreach, hiring, and other important tasks. And I've worked closely with him on a couple of recruitments, and he's the real deal. So congratulations on that hire.
Thank you.
you asked us to make a few commitments. One of them was you want an increase in your budget already for your office, so I...
You can say yes to that.
Okay, well, just...
We didn't mention it, but, you know, if you're ready.
You have, obviously, my commitment personally and my bureau's to participate in the executive equity team, and we look forward to working with you and do the heavy lifting of where you want to take us. So thank you, and thank you for your work plan. And to those who are our human rights commissioners who are here, thank you for your service. And thank you for your good work. I would say there's one minor suggestion I have going forward is that to the extent possible, if we can avoid duplication of efforts. If there's an existing group of citizen leaders working on a task, I would hope that we would not set up a parallel system before we have a chance to engage them and make sure that they're doing the right thing. Lord knows we have a lot of work, and if we start duplicating efforts, I think it's only going to become more complicated. To Commissioner Fritz, who's been leading this effort, I want to thank you for your work. This is unsung work. This is difficult work. Also, seem to recall, she's at the same time running for office, and so she's got to wear a lot of hats. But I really appreciate the leadership that she's shown and the work, and, of course, the mayor's commitment to this work. So thank you all for an outstanding presentation. Now the hard work begins. Hi.
Adams.
Well, congratulations and a huge thank you to Commissioner Amanda Fritz, who's just been doing fantastic work on this. It is new work for the city, and so I'm very grateful to Director James. You've hit the ground more than running. I appreciate your experienced but fresh look at everything that we're doing. I think it's really important, and your commitment to both innovation and sort of quantifiable results and giving people the tools to achieve them is exactly what we need. I want to thank the folks of the Human Rights Commission for your great work in working with us through the changes, and now with the stability of the startup, the end of the beginning, nearing your ability to now go on and get to the work. I've got suggestions for you of things if you want to look at. They're only suggestions. If you want to meet with me, I can share them with you. Just ideas. And let's see, what else? There are folks on my staff I mentioned before. I thank them again. They've been a key part of staffing our collective effort. I'm very pleased to vote aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We have another vote. We're taking a 5-minute break because we have a time certain at 3 o'clock. We'll reconvene at 3:07. Not 3:06 and not 3:08. 3:07. Good morning.